Hi, this is Michael Simon, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN. You need cool air,
baby, I'm not cool. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio, along with Dave Hammett to my right, Ronnie Chanka, and Joey Gelman. In the bath and as our air traffic controller. I don't know what you would be in the car sense, but you are here. And you think as people want to get out on the road, and I've done a little bit of it just in this last week or so, leases up, traveling to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as well. Been doing that for many years. And one of the things that hasn't changed, a lot of the trips that people like to take in some of those destinations, but what has changed is the technology and some of the cool ways that you can take all the things that we have at our fingertips, at our disposal, and kind of put it to work to make our road trips a little bit more, I don't know, either safe or enjoyable or smooth. On the line with us, we've got Jasmine Vaughn Hall. She is a writer. Most recently, we've all enjoyed her article in Elite Daily. Jasmine, welcome to WGN.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you guys today.
So Jasmine, let's talk about it. People have been taking road trips and people have been getting out there, kind of seeing the sights, seeing the country. Sometimes it's to a national park. Sometimes it's to the Wisconsin Dells, or to Florida, like we just did. But you said on the tech side, there's seven particular ones that you know of that people are using right now.
Yeah, I mean, as we all know, our phones are sort of like our babies. We take them everywhere. So there's no way they're staying home when we're going on road trips. And, you know, when you're taking your phone on your road trip, it's not necessarily to, you know, be in the car and just on your phone. These apps actually, you know, sort of help the road trip go a little bit smoother. If I had to pick probably, you know, one of the ones that people even use when they're not on their road trips, it would have to be Waze. And Waze is just sort of a community-based app where people can tell you, oh, there's an accident this far away from you, or there's a police officer posted on, you know, 2 miles away, or, you know, just stuff like that that helps you out on your road trips.
When you think about the maps, it is a crazy thing. And it's weird that you mentioned it, because we had stopped somewhere, I think it was like Tennessee or something, Dave. And I know that I'm sure you have in your glove compartment, you have some maps, or you have the access to maps. At least they had them up by the front, and there were these big sort of kind of road atlas, beautiful. It wasn't the fold up one. It was like a big thing. And my daughter, she's 9. She opened it up and she was just mesmerized by the artistic quality of the maps. And she looked up and said, what are these? Like, what is this? She had no idea, number one, what they were. I mean, when I said it's maps, but she couldn't understand the reason why anyone would need one of those. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I feel like no one really has maps in the car anymore. They have maps on the phone, and Siri's telling them where to go.
Yeah, and I think one of the things you miss with using Google Maps as opposed to regular old paper maps is a sense of the huge context around places, because you just, I mean, you can, you know, zoom in, expand out, and so on, but it's nice having that whole area kind of laid out for you so you can see the relation between places. And I don't get that with Google Maps or Wave.
No, I agree. I for one, wish I grew up, you know, reading a map, just because my navigation skills are just horrible. Now I rely so heavily on my phone to tell me where to go and how far I am from anywhere that I'm going.
Well, you can't. No, don't worry about it, Jasmine, because, you know, I had some of those abilities, you know, where in the past you had to know whether it was your, you know, to grandma's house or how to get to your friend's house or how to get to things or places that you liked. In your mind, you knew how to get everywhere. Not only did you know that, you knew all the phone numbers of all the people in your life as well. And trust me, that goes away. So it's not like riding a bike if you ever remembered how to do that. Because now I think even just after, what is it, 10 years of the smartphone now, it's just so much. It's just so great. You know, you can get anywhere. You can put in any destination, whether it's, you know, Jiffy Lube down the street or a restaurant you want to go to, and you don't have to worry about anything. I think you lose the ability to do all the map reading. David, do you still have it?
Yes, I think that's true. And it's another example of how technology takes the place of what used to be innate and natural skills. I'm a writer. I've been writing since 1980. I don't actually write with a pen anymore. I mean, I may write a word or two that I want to remember, but I keyboard so much that actually writing a sentence or two has become kind of tedious. I'd rather just key it in. I'm 5 times
really?
As fast, and it's recorded. Yeah, and also, maybe I'm not that coordinated, but I mean, it's hard. I find just the physical act of writing, like, a page, which I used to do regularly in school, many more than just a page, multiple pages, very uncomfortable, difficult, cumbersome, boring, slow.
Well,
I'm not proud of that.
Oh, you're the opposite, Jasmine? So you actually, like, appreciate doing the old school writing?
Yeah, I feel like it's a different thought process when you're actually, you know, putting your mind to something and then writing it down. It's a way different thought process than when you're just typing away. Every article I write, it's on white paper first, and then I transfer it to my computer. It's just a way different thought process for me, and a lot better stuff comes out.
Well, you know, when it comes to meetings and some other things, a lot of times I'll do not similar. I'll write down scribbly things but for some reason it kind of sticks in my memory and allows me to remember, you know, some of the things I want to touch on or some of the things that I definitely want to mention. Okay, so we understand, you know, Google, and we understand, you know, the maps and the GPS, how helpful that is. What are some of the other things that you've got?
I think for as a lady, one that I really, really, really like is the Sit or Squat app. This helps you out and lets you know what public restrooms are available to you on your road trip. I mean, I'm not opposed in dire measures to, you know, get out there in the wild, but it'd be nice to go to a nice bathroom, you know, when you've been driving for 7 or 8 hours. And the good thing about this app as well is that it lets you know if it's how it's rated. Is it dirty? Is it, you know, scary? Are you going to need to bring your friend with you inside? That type of stuff.
What do you got, Dave?
I just want to reflect back for a moment on the Windy City Smokeout. They had the world's best washrooms there.
Nice.
I'm not kidding. You got it. I would go there specifically for the washroom. They were air conditioned. They were huge. They had locks on the doors of the Johns. They had paper towels.
Jasmine, you think sometimes, right, people may find their way to events that they didn't even intend to go to just for the bathrooms?
Yeah, I feel like half of my crazy stories in my 20s so far has to do with me having to go to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, and those are the conversations that you have in the, no matter how many times you tell whoever's with you or the kids, all right, who has to go to the bathroom, go now. No, I don't have to go. 5 minutes in or some distance that's too far to turn back, I have to go to the bathroom. Then you've got to figure some stuff out. And kids, they have absolutely no patience. You explain to them, like, Vivian, we are in traffic and on an expressway. I cannot, there is no bathroom here. You're going to have to hold
it. You had
it.
Your chance, right?
I don't know how much you can just threaten them with common sense. But here's another one that I saw on the list, too, is last-minute sleepovers. And we did stop on the way down to Florida, stopped somewhere in the Nashville area. The Nashville area was kind of booked up. It's very hot right now, and all the hotels from every, you know, kind of range of price and amenity were pretty much booked up. So maybe 15 minutes after, you have kind of these other towns, and you've got your Motel 6 and, you know, some local ones like, you know, the Scottish Inn and things like that. What you have now that I think that I appreciate, I don't know if this is a specific app, and I know that you've got one, Jasmine, you can share, but it's just the ability to know what hotel is there, what it costs, what is available, a number that you can call, you know, and then maybe even some reviews. Sometimes the reviews are a double-edged sword. It's a little scary because it tells you too much, like the owner is a crook.
Yes.
or this place is filled with bugs and maybe you don't have the ability to really make a good decision. But I remember on road trips where we would stop and, you know, when I was a kid, you didn't have access to all that. So you had to stop and your parent would have to get out at each and every place, walk in, have a 5-minute conversation with someone, and then come out kind of like a papal confirmation with either a thumbs up or like, get back in the car, we're moving on. So you get to avoid that now with the modern stuff.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like the Hotel Tonight app. You know, if you're driving on the road and you need last minute place to stay, you can use Hotel Tonight. Sometimes they're even cheaper if you just book them right there, like 15 minutes before, because they're rooms that, you know, clearly are vacated because nobody is in them.
It is good, right, where you can be sort of a win-win for everybody, where you've got rooms that they're not able to share that are going to be wasted, and then, of course, you need a place to stay. But it is still one of those things, I think you're armed with a little bit more. If you do, you don't have necessarily something planned. You've just gotten to the point, like, I can't drive anymore. We need to stop somewhere. Dave, what you got?
Have you used Airbnb much on the road, or is that, like, not fit your needs?
I have not used Airbnb yet, but I've heard some amazing and then some not so amazing stories from other people who have used it. But I would say it's also a great asset depending on what you're doing.
We use it all the time when we travel and have only had one bad experience out of about 20.
Oh, good.
It's a wonderful way to kind of live in a local person's home, if that's what you want. I mean, some people would rather have a more impersonal hotel room, which I totally understand why some might like that. I kind of like getting to know. We stayed in a place in London, for instance. We got there a little early. I heard the shower go on as we were walking up to the door, and I thought, oh, God, is our host going to be in the shower? He was. He came down and opened the door in a towel. it was totally natural and fine. And then he went and got dressed. We talked a little.
I'm sure that was in the brochure, David. You just didn't mention that. Well, here's the one question I did have about that. Now, David, is that the kind of stuff that you have to plan for? Or can it be 11 o'clock at night on the road and you can book?
It would be harder to do that. Okay. But I got to believe there's still some latitude. If they have an open room and it's a place that, you know, is taking guests in, they'd be crazy not to say, sure, come on over.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Jasmine Vaughn Hall. She is a writer. You know and love her from some of her stuff in Elite Daily, talking about some of the tech for road trips. Jasmine, do you have one more you want to kind of hit us with before we let you go?
One more I would have to say is definitely Gas Buddy, because we know how astronomical gas prices can be. And with Gas Buddy, you get to sort of rank the lowest from the highest on your road trip. And clearly, we're all going to go for the lowest. You know, everybody's got to pitch in, but it'll be a lot less when you're getting the lowest price.
All right, so Gas Buddy, definitely look out for that. And we had someone from the 815 wanted to know if you could repeat the bathroom app again.
Oh, the bathroom app. That one is called Sitter Squat. No space.
All right, Sitter Squat. So, Jasmine, if people want to keep up with you as you're either sitting, squatting, doing whatever it is that you're doing all over the country and for Elite Daily, what are some of the ways on social media that people can keep up with you?
Well, if you want to keep up with me on Twitter, you can reach me at jvaughn, that's V-A-U-G-H-N, 411. And then if you want to catch up with me on Instagram, it's whatsittoya92.
What's it to you, 92? All right. Thanks, Jasmine. Thanks for taking time out, helping our listeners, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.